Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I am the Lord who heals you. I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals you. Say it out loud. He is. The Lord who heals me. That word Rapha means literally to heal. It means to mend. It means to restore to normal. It means to restore to normal. Glory to God. Say it out loud. He is. The Lord who heals me. The Lord who mends me. He is the Lord who restores me to normal. Sickness is abnormal for us. Being weak and broken is abnormal for us. Being broke is abnormal for us. That was not enough amens on that one. Say it out loud. Being broke is not normal for me. Now, covenant. Go with me to Deuteronomy 7. Well, no, excuse me. I'm moving too fast. You're going right by there. Exodus 23. Then we'll go to Deuteronomy 7. Exodus 23 and verse 25. Now, mark these in your Bible so you can have them for future reference and so you can share them with other people. It's not enough to just tell somebody you believe something. You need to prove it to them from the Word. Exodus 23 and 25. Are you there? He said, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Glory to God. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in your land. The number of your days I will fulfill. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me read this to you from another translation. The NIV. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. You know, the Bible tells us that why we give thanks when we eat, that what we eat is sanctified by two things, the Word of God and prayer. Yes. Now, religion has reduced it to, quote, saying grace. Yeah. Most folk don't even know what that means. Because to most folk, it doesn't mean a thing.
That's right.
But a lot of people know this, that it's Thanksgiving, give thanks. But it's more than that. He didn't just say it was giving of thanks. He said what you eat is sanctified. Here, what does the word say? Blessed. I will bless what you eat and drink. And if we ever lived in a day that what we eat and drink needs to be blessed, it'd be now. Because there's enough germs in most stuff that you'd eat and drink to cause you to be sick and hurt many times over. But does God have power? Can he sanctify? Can he bless what you eat and drink and deliver you from ill effect? In fact, the Bible said if you eat any deadly thing, it wouldn't hurt you. And can he quicken it to you so that you are nourished and strengthened by it? So then when you begin to think right, your prayer is not just a little pat, say grace. You know, people are just religious and mean about it. Oh, you didn't say grace. That's all their kids know. Oh, no, you can't eat. You didn't say grace. And they don't have a clue why they're doing it. It's just being religious. Nope, nope, nope. We want to be thankful that we got plenty to eat and drink here, and then we want this stuff sanctified. Huh? And then we're going to call this steak into the ministry. We're going to call this potato into God's service. So we're going, might as well get it sanctified, right? Because it's coming into the ministry. Let's get it sanctified. Let's get it blessed. And we're going to use the energy we get out of it to serve the Lord. And the health we have to serve Him all of our days. Can you say amen? He said, worship the Lord your God, and His blessing will be on your food and your water. I will take away sickness from among you. The English version says, all your sicknesses. Am I reading the Bible, friend? Are you reading the Bible? What did God say? I will take away sickness from among you. He's talking about the whole nation.
That's right.
He's talking about millions of people. Did he do it?
Yes.
He did it. Psalm 105 said he brought forth his people with silver and with gold, and there was not one feeble person among all their tribes. We're talking about millions of people. Millions of people. That was the will of God. Could he do it again? Certainly. Could he keep a whole church healthy? Could he keep a whole nation healthy? Somebody said, I wish you'd do it for this nation. Well, you've got vast amounts of our nation don't even believe in God. They're not in the covenant. They're not keeping the covenant. We got people that worship all kind of stuff. We're supposed to be one nation under God. That's God's will and call for us. We are not. We got people that worship the devil. People say, well, you know, all these others are just different names for the same God. No, they are not. No. No, they are not. And see, that's what he said. In fact, back up here. Back up here to verse 24. You shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. If God's perfect will was done in this country, there wouldn't be a worship of any other kind anywhere. Period. So, well, that's politically incorrect. We're supposed to be tolerant of other religions. If you're a real Christian, you cannot be. A real Christian cannot acknowledge any other God. Or that there is any other way to God. Except by Jesus. If you do, you're not a Christian. Well, we can't control everybody, but we sure can control ourselves. And we can honor God. And we can hold fast to what He has committed to us. And He told us if we'd serve Him. How many people in here endeavoring to serve God? Let me see now. If you'd serve Him, well, then you'd qualify for this. Now, if you want to do your own thing and you don't want to serve God, sorry. This is not for you. People don't like that, but that's how it is. Covenant. Somebody say covenant. Covenant is serious business with God. If you've studied it, you know it. Covenant is serious. In fact, I think I was reading today, and you know, the Bible has been labeled Old Testament, New Testament. Testament is a Latin word that replaced covenant. Really, the better word is covenant. And you see that numerous. Sometimes the same people that translated it covenant translated the same word testament in the New Testament. Then there's really no reason to do it like that. It's covenant. Old covenant. New covenant. Somebody say covenant. Covenant. Well, covenant's serious with God. Covenant. What is a covenant? Literally speaking, let me read some definitions to you. A covenant, well, one of the best words I can describe to you is just to say binding. Somebody say binding. A covenant is a bond. One English definition says a formal, solemn, binding agreement. Binding. When I think of covenant, I think of the word commitment. Committed. We live in a day, you know, I mean, even in this country. A few decades ago, if a man looked you in the eye and shook your hand and told you he would do it, that was it. That was it. But nowadays, you can have 98 pages of contract and 5 lawyers and still not get it done. Because people do not have integrity in their word. And they have no concept of covenant.
That's right.
When you're in covenant, you're committed.
Amen.
You're bound.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Covenant. There's no, you know, no forgetting this and no getting upset and breaking it off and, well, we're tired of this. No, covenant. Covenant. With God, covenant is everlasting. Somebody say everlasting.
Everlasting.
Everlasting. Covenant. Glory to God. Is there a covenant of healing?
Yes.
Did God establish something?
Yes.
Did he reveal himself?
Yes.
And mention, now see, there's two parts to covenant. There's your part, there's his part. Should you be committed to your part?
Yes.
Should you not change?
Yes.
Should you be faithful to your part?
Yes.
Right. What about God? Can you count on him? Will he be faithful to his part of the covenant? Will he bind himself and hold himself to it? Yes. If you do what he told you to do, he's bound to you. If you don't, then no. You cannot expect him to do something irrespective of you keeping the covenant or not. It just doesn't work that way. Now, if you've read the Old Testament, you know that. How many know in Leviticus he told them? In Deuteronomy he said, if you obey me, all these blessings will come on you. What if you don't? All these blessings will come on you anyway.
No,
it won't. No. What if you rebel against God and you're going to do your own thing? You don't care what he thinks. You don't care what he wants. You're going to do what you want. Forget everybody else. Forget God. Then all these curses will come on you. You don't get the blessing. We've got a lot of folk. They don't want to keep the covenant, but they want the blessing. It doesn't work that way. The thing is, you want to keep the covenant. This is the only good life there is keeping covenant life. It's the only good life there is. Go on to Deuteronomy 7. Deuteronomy 7. We're talking about the covenant of healing. He said, I am Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord who heals you, who mends you, who restores you to normal. I like just hearing that, don't you? And the fact that it came right out of the Bible. I am, he says. You suppose he still is?
Yes.
Has he changed?
No,
he does not change. People change, but he does not change. I am the Lord who heals you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Covenant of Healing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002D. That's R2002D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.